My name is Sharon Johnson, and these tickets have been in my family since 1946.
Sharon Johnson knew her life changed forever when she met her husband, but she didn't know that a football team would become such a huge part of it.
Well, his dad bought the tickets back in 1946, and my husband at that time was a junior in high school, and they went to the games together. He went to all the games during his time in college and when he was in the Air Force. He went to the University of Illinois, just like George Halas, big alumni, and was a lifelong Bear fan. Got me into it, and I've been there ever since. It's just been a love affair. I love the Bears.
Sharon and her husband started going to Bears games together in 1974, and they even made the trip to New Orleans for Super Bowl XX.
The 85-86 season was just phenomenal. We were fortunate enough, we won the lottery. We got tickets to go to the Super Bowl. We had a group of people that went to the Super Bowl together on the Super Bowl shuttle, which was an Amtrak from Chicago down to New Orleans. So that was a good time.
But New Orleans isn't the only place that Sharon has visited with the team. She's a frequent traveler on the Bears' Apple Vacations trip.
Yeah, I've been on two so far. I went to Puerto Vallarta in 2013 and met some Bears, obviously, there. And then last year, with you and Anthony, I went to Panama. One of the nicest things about going on these vacations is that we do have accessibility to the players. It's so candid. They are so nice. They are down to earth. They talk with you, you know, they will eat dinner with you. Really nice guys that are there having just as much fun as you are.
Sharon attends the vacations with her friend Patty, who she also met at Soldier Field 42 years ago.
She sat behind us in the old stadium, and she and her dad would go to the games. Her dad had the tickets as long as my husband's had the tickets, maybe longer, I don't know. We just kind of, hi, how are you kind of thing, and then it evolved to, well, come on, why don't you join us for lunch or, you know, tailgate. And then it was vacations, and she used to go on vacations with us.
I notice a lot of number 99 on this table.
You think? I have pictures of Dan. I've got posters of Dan. I've got trading cards of Dan.
Dan Hampton is without a doubt Sharon's favorite player.
There's just something about Danny. He's gorgeous. He's just ferocious. He's just my favorite player. Look what I got.
A signed helmet. Nice.
A signed helmet from Danny.
Sharon spent a lot of time watching Danimal and the rest of the Bears greats with her husband until he passed away.
It was another one of those things that it was time that we spent together. We didn't have the kids with us, so, you know, it was just alone time. Alone time with 55,000 of our closest friends, right? This is a pendant that my husband bought outside of Wrigley Field in 1963 when the Bears won the last World Championship. This pendant is from the Super Bowl XX. We bought this outside of the Superdome after the game. So we just kept the tradition of outside the Super Bowl, outside the World Championship.
That's not the only tradition Sharon keeps alive. Game day tailgates are a very big deal.
We started tailgating, I think, about 77, 78 for all the tailgate fans. I have my little tailgate list here.
Okay, this is an intense list.
Yeah, we tailgate. My day starts about 5:30 here at home. I leave the house about 7:15 to pick up Pat, and then we get to the game. I get home about 6:30 at night. So it's a full day. It's a Bears day. We have anywhere from 6 to 30 people that we tailgate with every home game. I always do Johnson McMuffin. All these years, I just love the Bears. I enjoy the camaraderie before the game, but I love the game.
Sharon, okay.
Yeah, your girl.
I remember, that's my homie. Sharon, here you go, virtual bear hug.
Best friend.
Feel that?
That has nothing to do with the fact that you were almost drooling looking at those breakfast sandwiches.
Woo, those breakfast sandwiches. Man, those things look divine.
Wow.
Got to get my hands on those.
I'm sure she'd be more than happy to share with you next time you're up running around the tailgate.
Yeah. I got to make that first order of business. Those breakfast sandwiches, boy.
All right, Sharon, be ready. You're going to have a visitor.